Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So beyond spirituality to sonship. So I think in summary, last week we said not everything spiritual is Christ, right? Not everything spiritual is Christ, right? We said some things can work and still be wrong. Did we hit that part? Some things can work and still be wrong. Did we hit that? I hope these children will not distract me. All of you, carry them and go and sit in children class. If they make one noise, just one. Even if they say amen. I don't know if I give a few examples, but I said something like, maybe I had it in mind. I said, Pharaoh's magicians chewed down their rods and they became serpents. Can you remember that part of scripture? They chewed down their rods and their rods became what? Serpents. Please pay attention. Remember the witch of Endor called up a spirit that looked like Samuel. Do you remember that part of scriptures? Huh? The witch of who? Endor. She have read it before. She called up a spirit that looked like Samuel. That's spiritual, but that's not Christ. A pagan king sacrificed his son. Can you remember that? And the tide of battle turned. Remember that? The pagan king who sacrificed his son and the battle turned for their favor. That's spiritual, yet not Christ. What's the topic beyond spirituality to sonship? And some sonship there can be substituted for what? Christ. Remember the witch that was prophesying to Paul and telling them that he was a great man of God? What she said was true. What happened there was spiritual, yet it was not Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Please follow me carefully. So you see, they touch the realm of the spirit in a negative world, but it is not the heart of the Father that they touch. And I submitted a scripture to you that we all know, Colossians 3 and 1 in the Amplified Rendition. Colossians 3 and 1. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are what? Above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So if you have been raised together with Christ Jesus to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, he says you should keep seeking the things that are above. So above here can be substituted for spiritual, supernatural realm, the spirit realm, right? But the above now, the spirit realm, here the Bible describes it, is defined. It said where Christ is. So don't just seek things in the supernatural. But there's a place, there's a parameters within which God expects you to seek and stop. Where is that place? Where Christ is. Seated at what? The right hand of God. So you are not, your call as a Christian is not to be completely, you know, just discover yourself in the supernatural. Just enter into the spirit realm. You know, more like, let's substitute the spirit realm for Makodi. You just entered Makodi and you are moving everywhere. That's not what God expects of you. God expects you to have a defined place in Makodi. And not just any kind of place. Trying to substitute it for my exam, for what I was trying to say. Not just any kind of place. The highest place. The best place in Makodi. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So substitute Makodi for the spirit realm. And God tells you, what's the best area in Makodi? Huh? You know, she said high level. I said, where is the best place in Makurdi? Huh? A lot of people have different perspective. Can we agree on one? Let's be very sincere. Forget your own place. Let's just talk about the place we feel like is the best place in Makurdi, where there are a lot of houses and the rest. Good houses and the rest. Where is that? Cove Bay House. Those people are not part of us. Let's talk about... So let's say... George's Quarters. Being sincere, I think they have the best kind of buildings, right?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Somebody say, what time? Did I hear that? So let's say George's Quarters. Yes, Wadata have houses. No lie. But George's Quarters have the best kind of houses. High level have a lot of buildings. A lot. So I don't know, but we didn't say which place have a lot of buildings and activities. We didn't say which is the busiest place. Alright? We say which is the finest place. And where is that? George's Quarters. And we can say places that like New GRA. You know, there too is beautiful. I think the old GRA too is okay, right? Can say Welfare Quarters. I stay in Welfare Quarters, but you see, I did not mention it first. I was trying to be truthful. Then we can call Welfare Quarters and Nakaro. Are you sure? You people are trying to put me in something. And the rest. So let's leave the rest. Are we together? You know, yes, when was it that I was told that there's a street and I saw a land there, I refused to buy the land. I wanted to buy a land where I can build my house. And they said the place name was Abortion Street. And I truly saw an affordable land there. And I told the guy I didn't want it. He was so surprised. I said, it doesn't sound well. I can't tell somebody I live in Abortion Street. I truly cannot. I can't. I don't want my children to know that they ever live in Abortion Street. And have to explain themselves to people. They say, what do you mean by Abortion Street? They'll say, it's not the way abortion. I don't even want them to know that there's such a thing as abortion. Talk less of to stay in Abortion Street. You know, I wonder how that name evolved. People should work on changing that name. It's not fair. So the land was so cheap, and maybe that's why it's cheap, because maybe people are thinking like me. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's not just a call to the supernatural, but a call to the highest place, the place of Christ in the supernatural. And quickly, why do we need to understand Christ? Not for understanding Christ's sake. The reason why we need to discover Christ is so that we at the end get to be discovered. We discover ourselves only in Christ. In Him we live, breathe, and have our being. So the reason why Christ has to be discovered by a generation is because when He's discovered, then that generation gets to discover their self, their true identity. So we are not dividing the Old Testament for the New Testament for just dividing sake or argument sake. No. We are actually pursuing the real intent of God. Because you see, as long as the Old Testament is emphasized, the Bible says a veil covers the eyes of the people. Now substitute the Old Testament for wrong ideologies. Because the Bible actually said in Hebrews 7 that if the first covenant was faultless, there will be no need for another covenant. That means the first one had some faults, isn't it? And so the Bible says, as long as that first one that had faults are being emphasized, still emphasized, it said a veil will cover, just like it covered before, it will cover the eyes of the people from seeing the truth. And that's dangerous. You know, I saw a young minister of the gospel pouring out his dismay yesterday. I mentor him, so when I saw it, I didn't say one word. I just wanted him to really see things for himself and just enjoy the moment. At the point he said, I think I'll just leave this ministry for everybody and go and do another thing. I still did not say one word. I probably think maybe he'll be wondering whether I will message him and say, you are leaving ministry for who? I said, no, you should leave now. What's my business? You know, but not because I don't care. I just wanted him to enjoy that moment. I like when people catch these things themselves. It gets me excited. You know, because we don't just want to be the ones saying it. We want you to experience it and understand it yourself. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
He posted one flyer And a man of God put two comedians there. Is it comedians or content creators? I don't even know who they are. He put two of them there who are not Christians. I don't know if I can say who are not Christians, who are not pastors. They are probably content creators, according to most of the posts I've seen on the internet, because some spiritual people were not happy with it and they were posting it, or they were comedians. I'm not so sure. So he was expressing his dismay. He said, can you imagine? How can somebody have a program where he need to teach God's people and he's inviting these people for what? Now, if they were invited to come and sit and listen, it's not bad. But they are supposed to come and minister truth. And he was wondering. He was so angry. Posted the flyer. You know when the thing has tired you? Just like Paul mentioned names in scripture. You see, that prophet, don't follow him. Go and check the Bible. At a point, Paul had to mention names. Are we together? You know, people be like, if you don't mention names, you are a good man of God. See, you can be a bad man of God for mentioning names. It's just the motif. And you can be a good man of God when you still mention names. It's just a motif that is a defining factor. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Even though it would be very difficult for me to do that kind of thing. But there's a way we talk that you know who we're talking about. Are you get what I'm trying to say? And it's okay. But it's dependent on what makes it okay is dependent on what? The motif. If you are somebody that just delights in talking against people, it's only God that knows the heart. Are we together? And of course, there's a way people's spirit can just bear witness that this one just likes trouble. He's not trying to correct truth. He likes trouble. And that's wrong. But if you actually have the Holy Ghost, he can lead you to talk against something that's popular and has the potency to affect a lot of people, to talk down it so that it doesn't what? Affect other people. The Bible speaks about Jeremiah, I think, or no, Ezekiel in scriptures, how that God told him to go and prophesy against a false prophecy by another prophet. So for God to take down a wrong prophecy, it's not through the word he will do that. He will use another prophet to take down a wrong prophecy. And for prophecy here, I don't mean word of knowledge. I mean the speakings of God's word, because that's the first definition of prophecy in scripture. That's why the Bible says prophecy is for edification, for what? Exaltation, and for what? Comfort. That's God's word. It is not word of knowledge yet. Are we together? In fact, word of knowledge is the lowest form of prophecy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The more short of prophecy is the word of God as you speak God's word. Because what I'm saying now is what your future is. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm defining your future. I'm defining who you are. That's prophecy. And so the Bible says when we listen to it, it is for what? Exhortation. For what? And for what? Comfort. Meaning you should not finish listening to God and be uncomfortable. Except you are doing a bad thing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You may get a little bit uncomfortable. I mean when you are in a wrong relationship. And a prophet says, I've seen you in a wrong relationship. I think you should get out from. You will be a little bit uncomfortable. But apart from doing the wrong thing, if you are just working with God and probably are getting a few things wrong, and the word of God comes, maybe you are going through a season of your life that is tough, you get exhorted. Alright? You get comforted, you get what? Edified. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why he said in his word, I've not given you the spirit that you fear again, but the spirit of sound mind, power, and love. Simply means if he's done speaking to you, you should not be scared. You should be sound. So any prophecy that says you're going to die tomorrow, and if you die, no matter what you die, it's not from God. The reason he opens your eye to see death tomorrow is so that you don't die tomorrow. You correct it today. So more like word of knowledge is to give you a foresight into what the enemy is planning so that you use the word of God to change it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So you didn't see it for it to happen. You see it because God knows he has given you the authority to change things. So that's why he's showing you so that you can what? Change the wrong things. Not so that it happens. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, he was seeing different things, the young minister. He was seeing another post he made was, I mean, that's unbelievable. I'm even stammering now because I can't call the person a man of God. The preaching was that Elijah was in the house of a widow woman. And I think that's I don't know what word to use in scripture to explain the height of that foolishness and folly and heresy. He said Elijah was camping in the house of a widow woman. Now, it's not something that should make somebody laugh. If you are with the Holy Ghost, you should be like, are you okay? He said, so as Elijah was in the house of the widow woman, you know, what do they think Elijah was doing in the house? I mean, he asked the question. And the congregation was doing, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know if any of you have seen that video. It's so surprising. I didn't even say, send it to me, because I don't want to have it in my phone. You know, way back when I came to BSU, one guy that likes to play very well, he was just joking because he heard maybe elders joked about that certain side of scriptures. He said, that after Joseph and Mary have done something, then the man told them it's the Holy Spirit. I said, you're an idiot. He was so shocked. I said, get off my front. Hallelujah to Jesus. And many funny things. So he said, Elijah was camping in the house of a widow man for a night. What did they think Elijah was doing? Was Elijah not a man? Then at the end, he had the impetus to say Elijah was helping the woman and the woman was helping Elijah. They were helping themselves. And I said, praise the Lord. Then I said, hallelujah. I said, God is really long-suffering towards us. If it was the time angels were in charge, that guy's head would have would have torn from up to his belly. We see his intestine outside. A machete would just come from heaven and cut him into two. And I mean, there was a Bible in his front. So the young man was just so, you know, he's just coming into this thing. So he's so shocked that things like this are happening. In my heart, I said, this is the one you are seeing. Then he said some at the status, he said the amount of abuse that in my phone that people have sent to me from different ministers of the gospel is mind blowing. I can't even start talking about that one yet. And you guess what I said in my heart? I said, if you're not careful, you join them soon. That's what I said in my heart. Maybe he's watching, and I mean it. Because you see, people don't pay attention to the most important things in the Bible. They are paying attention to things that are not really important. You know, in this generation, I think not so long, a pastor said he wouldn't follow a broke pastor. It's not my kind of thing to shape people like that. But I have seen that he is consistent with this kind of ideologies for a while now. I think the same person that spoke of how that Jesus, something about Jesus' death resurrection, that if there was no... So, that Jesus... You know these things, Pastor Peter. You are very updated. That Jesus... Let me stay around this so that I will get the whole info. That Jesus died because of poverty. I mean, he made that statement. Is it true? Jesus died because of poverty? You know, they arrested somebody, so you have to say these things rightly before I get... Is it allegedly or they said it? Because how you save yourself in this country now is to add allegedly to... Okay, so Jesus died because of poverty. And the other one was what? His disciples were broke like riff raff. It took a rich man for prophecy to be fulfilled and all that. God. So you see, this is what you think some young people don't like it. They are pursuing money too. Money has to cover God. Such people need to come and sit in the school of glory and learn again. With no string attached. I'm not saying this thing from pride. I'm saying it from the depth of my heart. It's a problem. Something is wrong somewhere. You know, I was showing my wife the other day, a dear man of God, she didn't seem to want to shade the popular pastor, apostle, Babalola, who died years ago, who people love so much. We talk about him everywhere. And someone seeming to want to shade him because of money. And I was like, how did we even have the impetus? And, you know, interestingly, in that video, he was hyping a false prophet. He was talking about a prophet or a man of God in the U.S. who does giving. And the next video from that man of God was, there's this fat guy, what's that his name? Cubana, chief priest. He was singing gospel song. He was recording a gospel song in the person's church. And when it was done, he went to club to perform with David Ogo and the rest. Have you seen the nonsense? Now, is Kubana chief priest a demon? No. Does God love him? Yes. But the status quo, does he need discipleship? Hell yes. If he comes here, he will not be partnering till he has fully repented. I know somebody's looking at me and say, Pastor, you know the words of that guy. I truly don't want one naira from him. It's not pride. It's not like I'm being foolish. And I hope the world will not get me wrong, because these days they can just deal with some. I think people have these AI models where they keep, so you just hear nonsense and just try to push. I'm not against him. I'm not jealous of him. I truly don't even know him. But more importantly, I need nothing from him. And even if he gives for a building project, I will not collect. Not because I hate him. He needs real-time work. I think sometimes people get to misunderstand us and probably misunderstand the level of their growth because of how much we are collecting from them. I wish you get what I just said. Because if somebody who is not born again and who has not been schooled on the things of God will come and say, I give 2 billion, and everybody will clap, 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 and dance. He will go back selling what he was selling that was wrong, go back doing the things that he's doing that are wrong. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. Somebody say, how do we get the project done? You will get the project done. God will give you the job, God will give you the idea, you get the money and will get the job done. This is what gives glory to God. That the people, that is the model in scripture. It was the children of Israel that built the ark. How the hell did they do it in the wilderness? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You know, the only problem was that they were not patient enough. That after they built the ark, they were now still doubting God to take them to the promised land. I am very sure at some point they felt like, after everything we have done, blah, 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 blah. We still cannot eat, blah, 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 blah. They built the ark. They still did not reach the promised land because they complained that they didn't have enough resources. I think that's where they missed it. But the point is this, they were in the wilderness and they built the ark. And when they probably seen, because God's word is either future, is trying to clear, speak to us in the future, or is correct, addressing something in the now. And that's why I believe that when God spoke to Peter and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased, he was addressing a wrong mindset that we couldn't tell in the heart of Peter. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because look at the question, can I build three words? One for word. One for word. And Jesus' statement said, no, it is only Jesus that you should listen. Because that thing he was speaking about, what that he wants to build, is where you go and, you know, where prophets will sit down and the people will go and meet them and listen to the counsel of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's how it used to be in their culture. So God responded. I believe when God said, I'm the Lord God that giveth you power to make wealth, it was because they thought that they were the ones that got the power to make wealth. And probably did the temple, built the ark because they had a lot of money. No. He was like, no, I'm the one that gave you the ability to do that. In other words, if God did it yesterday, he can do it today. Do you have a heart to want to build the ark? Then he will give you the power to make wealth. Did you catch that formula? Because if you truly have a heart to want to do his work, he will give you the power to make wealth. It's just to be willing. And I submit to you, 90% of the people here doing well have the heart to want to push the work of God. And it is proven from the little yet. Because if you are not faithful in little, you cannot be faithful in what? In plenty. But that aside, are we together? So that's not right. And when we are talking about it right now, it's not because we are jealous. I truly cannot be jealous. You know, years ago on campus, there was a certain man of God who had been like 7 years before I came into the campus. Like 7 years he has been doing ministry before I came. And we're having a little glitch, you know. I still respect him so well. We're cool today by God's grace. But that time it was like bomb on campus. If it's not our ministry, it's their ministry and things like that. And one time I was selling some people, I said, because this thing was getting so tense that at a point they sent spies to come and check their folks in our church. And I got offended because I haven't greeted them after service, but I didn't know I was greeting spies. So I now wish that I knew they were spies so that I would now call them to the front and give them a public disgrace. It really pained me. It was when they left, I told the person, why did you not tell me since? They sent them to come and check their members in our church. So I would have said, come outside. Shebi, they send you people and disgrace them. That would have ended everything. But I couldn't do it. Now, at a point, I was talking to one of the persons. I said, see, your pastor has been in this campus for 7 years before I came to the campus. I am not a competitor. If I'm wise, somebody that I've been sowing for 7 years, he has been doing a lot of things. I didn't come here to compete in membership or influence with your pastor. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because somebody who has been there for 7 years, you can't come and say you're trying to compete, influence, or anything with the person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You have to be humble, and if you have anything to learn, go and learn. And I'm saying that to say that sometimes when we correct things like this, it is not because we are jealous. If you use jealousy, you are rating us beyond measure. It's not, with the way they've been years in ministry, we are not qualified to be even jealous. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It is because it is a wrong thing that we are talking against. If it was not a wrong thing, there's no business talking about it. And why are we talking about it? Because it has the potency to school some of our people wrongly. Because we're in an internet age. Everybody saw it. Little wonder Paul had to correct Peter publicly. Because everybody saw it. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? If it was a public mistake, it has to be public what? Correction. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And so he was just expressing his dismay. And I said in my heart, even the people who think they are cool, yet they have the potency to make same mistake if they don't pay attention to their life. 1 Timothy 4:16. If they don't pay attention to their life by paying attention to doctrine. How do you pay attention to your life? By paying attention to what? Doctrine. You pay attention to your life, and the consequence is that it will save even the people that what? Hear you. But how do you pay attention to your life and guide the people that hear you? By paying attention to the doctrine that you believe. It said, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continuing them, for in doing these you will save both yourself and what? Those that what? Hear you. Are your hearts here? Man of God, is your heart here? Okay. You know, when your heart is here, you'll be looking at me. But when it's not, you'll be looking at angels. If you see any angel, don't look at him, look at me. Even if I'm preaching, if you see an angel doing like this, hey, my guy, that's a demon. He's not an angel. Because every angel will point to Jesus. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Very important. And let me teach you something. It's not pride. Don't get so excited when you see angels. Alright, I've been privileged to see angels. Are we together? By God's grace. And you know, you may be wild the first time, but if you have really stayed with the word, it will not really do you anything. Because you can see angels and go to hell. It's very important. You need to know it. The only one you will see and not continue in your sin is Christ Jesus. You people don't understand what I'm saying. The three wise men, were they born again? Huh? Did they have an encounter? Okay. So why are you shouting that you saw angels? There are a lot of people in scripture who were not born again that saw angels. Some, they came to warn them. Even a demon interfaced with Angel Gabriel. So demons must saw angels. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Remember the demons trying to stop Daniel's prayer? He even saw two. Angel Gabriel was calm. Michael came. He saw the angel before he died. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it's not because angels... You know, I heard once someone trying to amplify an angel on the internet. I was just laughing. He said, I hear some Christians say we are greater than angels. To hell with that belief. We can never... In my heart, I said, why this so much energy? Just say we are not greater than angels. You see, the thing is paining you that we say you are greater than angels. Why is it paining you? Because you felt like you are from Okboga. And you spend most of your life there. Now, what is the connection between a man that ate roasted yam and oil so much and one flying in the realm of the spirit with big wings? I don't know whether you are seeing what I'm saying. What's the connection between a man that eats rats? Alright? That's what you are probably thinking. I eat rats from the ground that get into holes. And there's this being in the heavens doing like this. How dare you say me a rat eater? He's bigger than that guy in the realm of spirit. Because you define yourself by these earthly factors. You have been broken, you cried. So you are defining yourself from this level. And God sent an angel to bring the answer of your brokenness to you. And like in the book of Revelation, instead of allowing the angel go, you want to worship him. And he says, stop, you cannot worship me. You can't worship me. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can't. There are some people that will worship that angel. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I saw the man of God so much angry. He is greater than the other Christians say. All these young boys, they are saying that we are greater. Who are they? Have you ever fly in the realm of the spirit? Have you ever do this? I mean, when Jesus was on the earth, while he was eating fish and went to Zacchaeus' house and ate pork and all of those things, was he in the spirit? Huh? I hope people know Jesus ate food. Like he was not lying. He ate food. After he resurrected, he ate fish. Jesus likes fish. He ate it. He did not just say, I'm going to heaven. One of my friends said he went to the toilet in heaven. It's unbelievable that Jesus eats food. Do you know if Jesus was in our days, he would probably like akpu? You know, some people are like, dear, God forbid, I rebuke that statement. I mean, okay, you think your liking akpu is something very, very not realistic, not normal. Say, the way I like akpu, kai, even God could be disappointed in me. No. God created you like that to like akpu. You should paint a picture, God likes akpu. Rejoice. You know, some people are finding it difficult to believe God like ECAU. ECAU is even hyped very well. That if Jesus was on the earth now, he would have probably eaten rats. That person that say yes, eats rats. You know, some people say, Jesus will eat rats? Yes. Okay, when Jesus came from heaven, did he bring his food from heaven? Did you people hear that anytime Jesus wants to eat, an angel would just come and on gas and they'll start cooking? You see? Think about it. No angel appeared anywhere to cook for Jesus and said, no, take, that's God. He doesn't eat those rubbish. There, Jesus, please place your orders. No. Then they brought bread and said, this is not normal bread. This is called glory bread. We brought it from heaven's oven. No. Jesus ate the food prepared on the earth. I want you to be feeling like Jesus. You know, as I'm talking now, you'll be feeling like, Jesus really. I want you to relate with the things that Jesus did upon the face of the earth. I know that's what most Christians are scared of. When you make them feel like they are too close to Jesus, they'll be like, nah, lie. I'm not worthy. I'm nothing but a rag. Mm-mm. It is the righteousness of a man that is as a filthy rag, not the righteousness of God. Righteousness, like E.W. Kenyon will always describe, is a righteousness is it makes you. It says it kills low inferiority complex. Righteousness gives you the impetus to stand before God without any form of inferiority complex. Listen, whether you like it or not, God is your father. You see the way you see your fathers on the earth and you hug them and you are so familiar with them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's how God is your father. He's not your foster father, he's your father. You people get what I'm trying to say? You know, people have not finished diluting that truth when they say God is their father. That's why they cry anyhow. How can God be your father and you are crying? How can God be your father and you are believing you'll be broke? Where will brokenness come from? You may not have all the money, but you have mind. There's kind of mind you have. You have the mind of Christ. You can't talk small things. Yes, sir. See, I don't need to be too serious about it. I can never be broke because God is my father. And because I have his characteristics working in my DNA. We are born of God and from birth, It was a proof that we have overcome the world, because this nature cannot be subjected while the greater one lives in us. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Say, I'm born of God and I've overcome the world. Simple. So when you overcome, that's not the day you overcame. And don't feel so nice you overcame. You were born to overcome. You overcame from birth. In fact, the Bible said you should not be defined from overcoming, that you overcame something and we say, wow, you tried. The Bible says, even if you overcame, don't get excited. That's not your supposed realm. Don't define your realm by the things you are overcoming right now. Because you are even far more than a conqueror. But then you just win them and keep on moving and keep on winning, because you never can be subjected. Are you listening to me? We do not have a savior. Hebrews 4, that is ignorance of the feelings of our world, infirmities. You know, I saw this Anthony Joshua. He posted something. He said, can I have a real time conversation with God without no religion attached? Can God allow me? I know what that statement means. Like, he wants to ask God some real questions. If you are God. And I wish I can take the mic and say, yes, brother. God is not scared of deep conversations. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I mean, you can sit with him. He said in his word, come, let us even reason together. Like, God, if you are God, why did this thing happen? Blah, 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 blah. He doesn't have a problem with that. Because he doesn't like religion. Religion was how Satan got to crucify him. It was through religion. He's not a fan of religion. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Glory to God. So God is not a fan of what? And I saw the prophet was just angry and saying we are limited, blah, blah, blah. We are not smaller than angels. That's why we had what we call the communion. He ate his body. He said, come, eat. When we eat, he said, we are common in this union, in that our bodies are the same. He drank his blood of the new covenant. Not regular blood. No, he's not a vampire. That's prophetic. Blood of what? The new covenant. And he said, drink. As you drink, he said, we have a common life. He said, I partook in your weaknesses so that you partake in my strengths. Are you forget what I'm trying to say? Now, did you catch that now? Now, I partook in your weakness so that you can partake in my strength. The reason why he related with all of your weakness is so that he can see how it feels. Be in the depth of the situation. Go beyond the situation. Break away from the situation and give you the victory. Now, you've got the victory. You've got that energy through which he rose up from every darkness, the grave, and came into glory. Now, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that spirit lives in you, what would that spirit do? Quicken your mortal body. What did the spirit do? It raised Jesus from the dead. Ephesians 1, Paul told us around 9:10, he said that Jesus was raised by the glory of the Father. And Paul now says it in another way. It's the same person that wrote it here in Romans 8:11. It says the spirit that raised Jesus. Now the glory of the Father lives on your inside. Are you full of the Holy Ghost? If he was able to raise above every darkness and limitation with the glory of the Father, with the Holy Ghost, and you have the Holy Ghost. So therefore, I understand why Paul now says, if the same spirit that what? Raise Jesus from the dead. If he lives in you, that same spirit can what? Quicken your mortal body. Because all of the weakness, Satan uses our body to bring all of the weakness and limitation. He related with our body so that he will bring us into the strength of his spirit. The weakness in the flesh. So to be carnally minded, you're going to be weak and dead. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life. And this is why we're working hard to reveal Christ. Because in him you live, breathe, and have your being. The true you is a function of the revelation of Jesus. But Simon has been, yes, you are always revealing Christ. So to the end that you are revealed. If at this point you don't know who you are, then I've been teaching in vain. I'm not trying to reveal Christ and to remove him from the Old Testament. I mean, to get him really defined from the Old Testament through the New Testament. So for revealing him's sake. No. He is a definition of the true nature of man. He is the real you. As we behold Jesus like a mirror, we have been what? Transformed. And don't wait for another people to validate these things I'm saying. Because a lot of people may not understand these things. I was meditating this morning while I was trying to write. I was even telling the Lord, are you sure I'll finish this book without telling people what I'm writing? At some point, I have to cut some places and say, no, I think people should see this one for now. You know? And if you look at that note that I shared, a lot of things are on there, but I just cut one part I wanted people to see. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I was telling myself, I think there's a problem somewhere. There's a huge problem. I don't know why God has to be this merciful, but thank God for His mercy. And I was telling myself, thank God I'm not God. Because I don't understand the depth of this mercy. And sometimes if you are not careful, it will give you an assumption that you are doing well. And that's the worst place to be in life. That's why some people don't believe that their sin can take them to hell. I understand why they can't believe that. Because you are on the earth in that sin, and you will see the faithfulness of God. It will blow your mind. You see how faithful He can be. I said to myself, I don't understand. How did Moses, you know, the Bible said that if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, I said, why would there be glory in the ministry of condemnation? You know, I've been preaching this, but the way I thought about it today was on a different level. I said, we should paint a picture to these people that this is a ministry of condemnation, so there will not be glory. But God did not allow that to happen. He still allowed glory in a ministry of condemnation. A few times I've tried to do the scripture, and I may repeat a few things I've said before. Firstly, I said because of the people, God will never limit his hand to his people because of the sin of the person he's using. Now, God wanted to really speak to a people that he had to use a donkey when there was no human being, when there was no prophet. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. He now uses a donkey. That simply means anything that is better than a donkey can be used. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. A donkey does not behave sensible. One donkey can sleep with many donkeys. Female donkeys. Let me put it like that. Alright? That's why when a man is womanizing too much, womanizing, they call him what? An animal. Say, are you an animal? Because animals don't know who their wife is. Have you ever seen animals do wedding before? Huh? Now try and do them wedding. Carry a he-goat and carry a female goat and do them wedding. Celebrate it and everything and say you may kiss your bride and everything. And leave them. The next goat that will come as a woman around there, he will still do pa 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 on his wedding. In fact, while you are conducting the wedding. So you see, look at that animal. With all of the infirmities, God still used the animal. You don't think because a man did this and did that, God would not use him. He will use him, but you cannot be the one to whine God. At the end, you have whined yourself. He said something in Galatians. He said, God cannot be mocked. You cannot do God like, hey, I cheat you. He says yourself, because they have used you. He has achieved what he wants to achieve. The people are blessed. At the end, you are the one that will go to hell. Who use you? Huh? Think about it. Who use you? That's why the Bible said in Matthew 7, he said, men will cry on that day saying, I hid in your name. They are shocked. The person was sick. They say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. The person is crying in the sickness. You said in the name of Jesus, be healed. God healed the person because God loves that person. But you yourself, because of your sin, He will not limit that healing power because of your sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You had faith, you get the person healed, but finally you say, away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew. You never knew me. And you hid Sister Vero from leprosy through me. Brother Jerome from this through me. Sister Ngozi. You know, are you getting what I'm trying to say? So at the end, who will be disappointed? It's not God. And you know that show you played that time can make you popular and make you see that as the definition of success in ministry. Let me define what I'm trying to say to you. You laid your hands on a lady. You were not, like Catholics would say, in the state of grace. You are not thinking right. You are doing all forms of sin. And you lay your hands and the power of God flow. Do you know you can be under the influence of a demon, like you are addicted to a particular sin and cast a demon? Dear Jesus, you don't get this. He said, you casted demons in my name and blah, blah, blah. Yet I said, I never knew you. Huh? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why some people in their sin don't want to stop the sin because they think nobody is seeing them. And as nobody is seeing them and they are still displaying the power of God, everything is cool. You are deceiving yourself. At the end, they used you. So, you know, you lay your hands and some stuff happen. Instead of going to repent, you are just cool in the sin. Because anytime you lay hands, people are falling, things are happening, yet people are coming. So you are successful in ministry. The world is clapping for you. Because only God knows in secret. The world are clapping for you. Members are coming. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But before God, you are just useless. That's why Paul said something in 2 Corinthians. Can't really remember. He said, I don't want to be more like chasing the wind, so that at the end, I will be a castaway. After I've done so much for God, at the end, I become a castaway. So Paul says to us that there's a possibility that you will do so much for God, and at the end, you will become a what? A castaway. You can check it up for me and put it up here. It is very possible. You know, spirituality can make you very serious in church, yet you don't have any alignment with the Holy Ghost. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are so serious in your department. It can be dangerous. Now, spirituality, doing spirituality at the detriment of Christ is the reason why you see some people who are prayer warriors with bad character. Because they don't know Christ. They are just everywhere in the realm of the spirit. Their character, their life is not defined. They don't know that their place in the realm of the spirit is the Father's right hand, the place of Jesus. Have you seen people with long and tenacity to pray, yet they have very bad character? They can't say sorry. But when you give them the mic, they can go 2 hours in tongues. They can be without bending. You know, I was talking to someone not so long in my office, and I said, you see, when people misbehave, all right, and go elsewhere, because I've raised people by God's special grace. I've raised a lot of people. Some of them are not my pastors here. While I was on campus, I was just, you know, mentoring a lot of people, fathering a lot of people. And today I see most of them. You'd be amazed people I've pastored that I've mentored who are pastors today and big guys and etc. And I was sharing with her how that one of the persons, because I was trying to counsel her away from the misbehavior of that person. I said, when such a person go out there and people say, oh, she's spiritual or he's spiritual. I said, that is their business. It doesn't move me. Now, your father knows your true character. No matter the camouflage flag you are showing out there, your father knows you. Why people are celebrating and clapping, your father may just be looking at them like this and be pitying them in the next 2 weeks. Because he knows his daughter. I don't know what people are getting what I'm trying to say. I said, because I've raised people from almost nothing. And I've seen them grown. And when I want to discipline them, some people may be amazed. You know, they are some kind of lazy pastors that when they just see anybody in the church, they welcome the person. You see, they welcome the person. And the next thing, I was sharing with somebody. I said, you like this now. Do I'm disciplining you? If you misbehave and leave this church, with what you've learned already, if you go somewhere else, they will make you a pastor in less than 1 year. You just need to be. They will just make you a pastor. Because they will think you are touching the realm of the spirit. And me, I'll be shaking my head wherever I am. I said, because they don't know what they're doing. Or because they don't understand the standard of how things are supposed to be done. I'm submitting to you, most of you seated here, if you are not in this church, with the 2-3 years of training, with this little administration and the word of God you've known, I tell you, if you go elsewhere, they'll almost make you a pastor. I'm not joking. I'm telling you fact. I think a few times we've even seen some examples. And this is not me trying to look down the people, but obviously as a father, I can tell some of them are not that spiritual. Are we together? Because we're actually trying to measure up to the actual standard, which is Christ. But some people don't see it like that. Some people don't care about discipleship. People should just come and sit down on a Sunday and go back up. But that's not what Jesus told us to do. He called us to disciple people. And some pastors are even scared of discipling people. They feel like if you disciple them too much, they'll be scared, they'll be angry and they'll leave. Then you don't know who has called you. Or you don't know what you are doing. Or you don't know what you've got. Are you all listening to me tonight? I've told you before, we will never trade quantity for what? Quantity. No. There's a standard of people that must evolve. Say amen. A standard of people that must evolve. Some of you don't know that some of these things we face in ministry, Jesus faced it. You know, I heard a story, our apostle was sharing with me. He said his friend did not attend his wedding. Did I know why? I said, why? He said, because he called the friend. He said, I put you as my best man and you are not attending the wedding. Why? The friend now told him that he cannot because one of the leaders he has trained very well just left the church. So he's trying to heal. And I'm busted into laughter. He said he's trying to heal. You know, I don't know if you are taking this serious because you may not understand what I'm saying. Now, even though I laugh because me, I've gained stamina in this thing. Alright? And I submit to you, I've never sat down and said, God, why? I've never. Because probably, I truly have soaked myself in the word of God. Are we together? But I understand to an extent what it means for you to raise somebody and see them just out of folly get lost. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? I understand. It's very painful. So when he told me, I said, Pastor, you may not understand, but it's quite painful. It's quite painful. And we're laughing for the fact that he was healing. So I said, call that guy to come and attend wedding. What is wrong with him? Probably you'll find his real wife and more members, you know, because he was not married in the wedding. And I was saying, like I was saying now, didn't you know Jesus faced these kind of things? He did. Human beings are human beings. Don't think this is your character. You are the first person that started it. You are not the first person that started behaving like this. Are you not a human being? The Bible said there is no temptation that is not common to what? Man. All these things you are doing, somebody has done it before. 19 BC, within BC, whatsoever BC. Before you are doing it today. And you know why the character is consistent? Because there's one source to the character, Satan. He has not changed. Are you following me tonight? The way he played in the heart of Eve is the way he's still playing in the heart of many people today. Are you listening to me? Huh? What was the problem of Eve? Don't touch. But the eyes. The thing was pleasing to the eyes. She saw it. She liked it. You, just like you like the wig today. Just like you have screenshotted over 250 dresses in your gallery yet not gotten one. I mean, you love Jesus so much, you are praying the Spirit, you are fasting, you are watching yourself in the realm of the Spirit, and etc. until you just see one dress. So you screenshot it and just see. And you know, that's the problem. Satan is learning. That guy is smart. Give him some little credit. I tell you the truth. Just that his wisdom is foolishness to the wisdom of the Christ. But just try to, the Bible says you must not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. As you are screenshotting those pictures and hair, he's learning something. He's fetching data. He's getting cultured in your behavior. Then he brings a man that looks like the person that can pay all the things that you buy, all the things that you have screenshotted. Say, I want to just appreciate this, your beauty. Can I get your account number? I said, no, I on a normal day, I don't do this. But I'll just, my pastor said we should be friendly with people. I will just, 81, I don't do this, please. 03, this, that, and you see 1.5 million. I mean, 500,000 will get everything in that gallery. 1 million is just to appreciate how beautiful you are. And there's somebody who has been consistently in your DM saying he's the one from God. And that guy. That guy's first business has not kickstarted. He just downloaded the information from the Spirit. I don't know how to explain this thing. It has not kickstarted. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But he has plenty love. He has love. And his future is so promising. He's telling you, I'm the one. See my prospects. See it. I will change your life. It's not easy for a woman. They said they should not look at it. Don't even look. Them, they did not only look, they gave account number. They started conversation. Adam, knowing who Eve was, when God said, Adam, don't eat from it, he added, he said, don't even go close to that place. He added, wanted Eve to be very careful. Eve, don't go close there. He has seen how Eve will admire things. So Eve, don't go, you will admire that thing. Just you are with your, you, I don't know if you have watched comedy like that, with a lady in a shopping mall. You know, and you just see where there's something she likes, there's hair. Then maybe you just try to distract her from all the wigs and take her to a section. Because if they just see that wig. Or imagine she's just around the wig. And she's just, you've told her that she should not go to the shopping mall. She went because you knew there were wigs. As she went, she now saw the wig. She now went there and was admiring them. She knows you can't buy it. Your salary cannot even buy one. She's just looking at it. And while she's looking, one Odogu just came. Young woman, how are you? Which one do you want here? Say, no. Say, which one? Carry that one. Anyone you touch, I carry. In fact, carry everything. You think it's a joke? Oh? They've slashed the ATM card. They did not say the network is not good. Network. You know, people that don't have money, network is sometimes not used to be good for them. Do you have a network problem anytime they want to use card? You know, here they say, I will transfer. And I say, send me 100 naira. Let me transfer as many hundred because of this thing. Charges. They just slash the card, they enter. Then why they paid for it? The call of that brother entered. Where did they make this brother? They called me at this time. And you know, the brother just picked it in the speed that his wife is going. He picked it. So he dialed the number again. They did not pick. She, you know, that your call at that time is like a stinking rag. You want to spoil a good thing? Eve, don't go close. Eve went. Then she said, it's fine. Oh. It's fine. You know, women are moved by what they see so much. I'm so amazed sometimes when I hear reasons why women like people. So much by what they see. Why do you like him? He has pink lips. Is that not a dumb human being? That of all the factors in this life, the only reason you like a man is that his lips are pink. You forgot the fact that he's not spiritual, he's broke, and now she's the one cooking for him, giving him money, stealing from her mother to give him because he has pink lips. They are so much moved by what they see. Oh, he has broad chest. But nothing is broad about his account, his life, except the broad chest. His spiritual life is very tiny. Not but broad chest. What is the problem? Broad chest. Broad chest. If you don't want to be in a tight situation as a lady, I'm just flowing before we go to the very vital part. Don't even start. Don't get close to those kind of people. You know this person is not spiritual. Let me not use spirituality. It is not God's will for your life to is dangerous. As long as that person is not God's will for your life, don't start any unnecessary friendship and what? Conversation. Be disciplined. People are not disciplined in this century. I tell you the truth. I was sharing with somebody in my office. We grew up. Look at me. Am I an ugly boy? Do I look ugly? So what was the reason for no womanizing? Somebody said because he had fire from when he was small. It's a lie. It's not true. I only paid attention to instructions. At those points, I was not strong. Instructions kept me going. I had very strong instructions from my spiritual father. Don't be close to any girl. I started fearing girls. If I tell you some of my experiences, a few of them that you have heard, you think they are the zenith of everything. Ladies like people who are very focused. Satan always send them. When you were in the world, they were not liking you. Now that you want to follow God, is when they like you. When you were wearing FUBU, nobody was like you. Now you are wearing plain trouser. And you are stuck in. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are not even wearing suit yet. You are wearing coat. And they are still like you. Is that not an agenda from hell that is getting fulfilled? Are you listening to me tonight? Remember one time I was talking to a lady on to go. I said that once. We're talking nice, getting sweet on each other. You know, you look beautiful, you look fine, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, a call just came in. Pew! He picked it wherever he was. As I just saw the call, I just knelt down and picked the call. That's how much reverence I had for him. Good afternoon, sir. Why are you stammering? Nothing, sir. Who are you talking with? I'm on to go, sir. I say, who are you talking with? Sir, I'm online. I'm chatting on to go. With who? Sir, it's one girl. Eh? I think he even called the name. I can't really remember that experience. But I was in my bedroom. When he now said, you want to go far? I said, yes. He said, that thing will kill you. Now, block her now. Block. Are you hearing? I said, yes, sir. I'm even deleting it to go. I blocked her and deleted it to go for almost 1 week, 2 weeks. And I was telling the Lord, have mercy on me. And I started praying. The strength to resist anything was not in me at that point. But I was only following what instruction. And it was my preservation at that time. I was not being foolish. Are you listening to me tonight? That was it. You tell a young man in this generation, don't be close to that lady. They think they have spiritual stamina. Like I was sharing my office with leaders. Every time after church, you see a particular brother with a particular sister. You are a womanizer. There is nothing to say about it. Quote me anywhere. Every time after church, you like going home with girls. Why? You don't say nothing. Just, I enjoy her company. You don't enjoy. You are a womanizer. That's what you are. You have not just discovered it. It's in the unconscious yet. It will soon materialize. You think you know what you are doing. Your brain is not in the right place. You see a young man walking every time. And he's after church. After a hot service, Satan will now neutralize everything with stupid conversation. You enjoy today's service, but yes. I saw you smile. Why were you smiling? Is it your business I'm smiling? You are so beautiful. Why you were smiling, Sha? Rubbish. Everything she learned, she has forgotten. Damn, you are cute too. Hi. You make me forget what the prophet even preach. If I tell you, sir, I hear what the prophet preach, that lie, I didn't lie. I know you hear one thing. You are my good distraction. Well, I'm just exaggerating, but I'm sure they have even said stupid words. You see some people defining, they can't define relation. They are just talking in the name of bro and sister in church. Brother and sister, bro, sis. Just chatting. Let's switch to video call. And they switch. One day they switch. 2 days they have started talking from how was the meeting today? What did Pastor Emma say? Let me see your face. Now see your big head. That started flowing. You see, two of them, they are liking. I said, God forbid me like this one, this ugly thing. No. Just watch out. It doesn't pass 2 months. You see, then children, as you are talking to, I cannot do that kind of thing. I can't. What strength? Where are you talking from? Where have you touched? You know, I get irritated sometimes when I see people like that. So I just give them instruction, my friend. Because they don't understand what they are doing. Just like when Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. They don't know what they are saying. Sir, I'm not interested. It's just talk. We are just friends. It's just talk. Years ago, I told a young man, I said, why are you calling that girl sweetheart? He was just like, he just nearly escaped 16 or 17. He's calling the lady. He thought he has that stamina to call somebody sweetheart. The girl was, sweetheart, how is everything going? Sweetheart, she would say sweetheart. And when you talk to some of them, they are brothers and sisters in Christ. So one day I wanted to test him. I said, this is your sweetheart. I will deal with it. You are denying it. I want us to start praying. 1 hour every day. After 20 minutes, you are asleep. But at those days, I have time. Now I say 2 hours. After like 40 minutes, he's sleeping. I said, this one, and you are calling people sweetheart. After a while, he now came and confessed. Sweetheart is pregnant. Not from him, for him. That was his luck. Because he would have become a father at 17. Sweetheart is pregnant by a brother that he did not see anything like relationship around them. Disciplined sweetheart, pregnant. I know the sad thing, that brother did not continue in the faith because he too he was young. You know that foolishness that happened when probably you were younger in the faith. You see like three boys, Samuel, Johnson and Abraham, always going to Tabitha's house to go and call her for church service. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see three of them will be going together to go and call one girl for Riaza. They will not be going to church. Three of them are liking the girl. People are doing like he did not grow. Richard, do you understand what I'm trying to say? People don't understand. If ladies don't understand, no problem. But guys, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or in school, two best friends are friends to one girl. When I was in BSU, I judged one case that nearly made me cry with laughter. You know what the case was? They were like in 300 level. They were not happy with themselves. So they came to me for counseling. What was the problem? Two of them like one girl. And two of them are best friends. How did the problem start? This one was smiling more with the girl. And this one told this one. But this one will not allow him. So they were dragging for the girl from 100 level. And two of them will not agree that one person should have the girl. And the girl is now dating another guy. So when she started dating another guy, they now came to resolve with me. I looked at them. I wanted to say, which kind of stupid thing is this one? But you see, as a pastor, you have to judge anything that comes to your table. So I started telling them, but you were not supposed to do that. And I felt so stupid. I'm like 300 level boys. You know, people have soft heart. But people are very nice. Oh. Like you break up, you and they tell you they are not doing again. A lady say I'm not going to marry you again. You now need to start crying. People have soft heart, Sha. I'll cry for you too. People are really soft. You know, one time one of my friends messaged me, and I was like, am I dreaming? I love her. I would die. I said, hey. You will die. Lose self-esteem. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, truly, if you have been in a relationship for a while, and this is deliverance for some people, it will pain you when you break up. It should pain you for at least 1 week. Don't show the pain. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You can hide yourself and allow the pain flow. Roll on the bed. When the tears want to come, stand. No. After 1 week, if that thing continues, you need help. One guy was saying, Pastor, I don't know if I can continue. I don't know if I can keep on moving in life. I love this girl. So I don't know that I can never love again. I wish there was yam for me to roast at that point. I truly would have been roasting the yam and been listening to him. I was just looking for something to do. He just talk audio. Let one fine girl. You see, he catch it now. I've been in this place for a while. I've counseled people. Let just one fine girl. That one. There's one that will just pass one day. You will forget all your sorrows. Hey! What am I seeing? Or what am I not seeing? And not... God will bring one that will be speaking milk to your heart. Like when I met my wife, she was speaking milk inside my heart. The milk was flowing in my esophagus. She will not understand. She will not. She doesn't know. You know, so I get humble like this once in a while. I'd always see this. Because I was an eunuch, so they lost me. Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember one of those nights we're coming back from Villa Suit. She would not know that milk was flowing inside my esophagus. The way she was speaking, I said, hey. I escorted that close to the hostel. As a pastor at that time, or no, as a this thing. She went to bed. See how Amaka looked at her? She did like this. Yes, as a pastor at that time now. I was not dating her. Look at you. The way she did her eye, I said, hey, pastor, they lie. I beg you. At that point, I was a pastor to her. You remember that time? When you came and paid for Apostle Collar's hotel. So we're just going. I escorted her, which was very, these are my hands where I can never just do stupid things. So my hands were like this, and we're moving in the night because there was no bike. It was quite late. As we're going, you know, brush shoulders. I did not do anything. I'm just a man of God. And we're just going, and I kept my steeds. And while we're going, She found the courage, because if you ask her, she said she was looking for a little space to talk to me. Right? That she was just finding the slightest opportunity to strike a conversation with me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And a grace just somehow, there was a window that was open. And I asked her, I hope you're fine. She said, I'm fine. So, you know, it was there, so I have to move like a man that is not scared of anybody in the road. And she said, sir, what tribe are you? I said, Gesta tribe. She said, Delta? I said, whatever you think, does it. She said, okay. Sir, she now has another question. She was just asking small, small questions. You know, I just knew she liked me. But she didn't know that she has been picked already in the realm of the spirit. So all those efforts she was making was not really necessary. Because this is righteousness by faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Bless you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we got to, I remember she saw one black cat. I don't know that you can remember. She now ran to me. I now ran away from her. I said, no, you don't do that to an eunuch. She remember, black cat just appeared. Not appeared. It just came from that gutter. Just climbed up. So she, and I did like this. No. We are eunuchs. Even this thing is hard for us to make this decision. And she went to her hostel. I assured her my angels were going to guide her till she gets to the hostel. And I went back home. Hallelujah to Jesus. At that point, amen. What was I even saying? Sorry. Anytime I talk about my wife, I forget everything. Don't have mercy on me, please. It's just one thing with me here. And I don't pray it ever stops. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said her words are like milk to my soul. Esophagus. You know, one of the names I gave her, can you remember that name? My orange juice. I love orange juice so much that when I took it one of those days, there's a feeling I got. When I just see her, I get that feeling of orange juice, the cold one. So I just said, Kai, orange juice. I've seen my orange juice in physical. Hallelujah. You need to be listening to this message every time. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, if God brings that actual one, you that thought that your heart has been broken, you forget all your sorrows. So that's why when they come and say, so I don't know what I can do it again. I wish there's yam for me to roast, because I know this is just audio. Even for the ladies. The men has come. Eh? Really? I can never. Rubbish. Some will say, I don't do men. God that created. Listen carefully. God that created men and women, you are whining him. No matter how you think you can do women, wait till a man passes you. A fresh, wonderful man. You will regret ever knowing a woman as a woman. You'll be like, God, thank you for men. God created men for women to like. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And women for men to like. You can never like a woman more than a man in terms of relationship. It's not possible. Women, am I saying the truth? You see? Very practical. Men is not, we don't need to ask that stupid question. What kind of useless question is that? How can you look at me and ask me, between a man and a woman, who do you prefer? Come here, let me beat you now. You don't need to say that useless question. Hallelujah to Jesus. So forget all those people that will say, my heart has been broken, blah, blah, blah. You will find love again. You have not just seen the right one yet. Your heart will be open. Even those that say, I was abused when I was growing young, from a young age, but they abused me. I'm sorry they abuse you. Don't stay under that trauma. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I think I remember years ago I was counseling this person. When I was 8, I was abused, blah, blah, blah. I hate men. I said, they toast this girl now. She'll say no. If you meet a man that knows how to play his card well, you will say yes. A man that knows the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I used to have friends those days that will promise themselves to win a lady's heart. And they will go extra miles. They will buy flowers. You think they are nice men. When the lady falls, they will now go and tell themselves, it has worked. Then they will leave the lady like that. Wicked friends. Those kind of people, they don't know they will go to hell. You truly may go to hell. Because you bring somebody's expectations so high just to cut it short. You see some lady say, he just stopped talking to me. You didn't do anything bad though. It's bad character that they have. If they just say any girl, they'll start conversing with the girl. They'll talk. When the lady start liking them, they'll just disappear. And say, achieved. And go to the next lady. Like one article I sent to leaders. One so-called apostle. The lady was an advocate for purity. That's why I say beyond spirituality to what? An advocate for purity. She was trained by her spiritual father to pursue purity and teach other people, young people, Christian purity. And she has been very consistent for many years until this apostle showed up. Not knowing at the end of the story, we found that the apostle had been studying her for years. He was already married with 2 kids. He has been studying the lady for many years. And the 2 kids are nowhere to be found. The wife, they've divorced and etc. Because of his bad character, they divorced with the wife. But he was still pastoring whatever church he was pastoring. And he approached her one time, just as a friend. He did not even come and say he wants to be friend. He just came to appreciate the grace of God in her life. He said, I just want to tell you that you are a wonderful woman. You are wonderful. You are nice, you know. Of course, now you have to be careful. I can always look at a man and say, you're a wonderful woman. You've been doing so well. I want to appreciate God's grace on your life. And thank you. You know, those they are English. I lie English. Thank you for all you do. For all you do there. And of course, she felt touched. Because many people don't appreciate people. So when she was appreciated after a long time, she was, wow, thank you, sir. And he looked so nice. Put the best perfume. Looked like a man of God. You know, you have man of God look. Before you discover the man of God behavior or the demonic behavior under suits. He looked like a man of God. Just like when Samuel saw somebody and wanted to pour oil, he said, God, I don't see the person. God said, stop that. That's not the person. And after a while, the lady, I always tell all the ladies, people think they are strong. Lioness, you will fall. You will fall like antelope if you don't hear. Gemstones, they will jam you if you are not hearing what. We are the lioness, we are bringing revival. You have to be careful. If you are not obedient to the voice of the Lord, you will make the greatest mistakes. What he did was that he started. You know, he was just on a neutral ground. He knew how to play the card. He had been a womanizer for a long time. He knew how to play the card. You know, sometimes one lady came to me and said, I don't like Christian brothers. They don't know how to approach women. I said, is he a good boy? She said, yes. I said, just allow him. Forget the approach. That boy was following God all his life. Christian brother would just come. I said, Agatha, I want to tell you something. I like you. It's God that told me, it's not man. Give me an answer after a while. That's how some Christian brothers will come. An unbeliever will come and say, hello, I just want to tell you how beautiful you look. Nothing, no string attached. Have a wonderful day. Then you'll be wondering, Who is this one? He did not. The another tiger will come. Hello. He will just greet you. See how Sonny is smiling. He understands. He knows. You know, he said, hello. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know, he's getting excited by, and you can learn it as a Christian brother too. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hello, you look so beautiful. I just want to share. Is it the third time she will say, give me your number? She was the one that said, let me give you my number. Because she likes what you are telling her. Christian brothers don't know that Christian sisters like, hello, beautiful. They think Christian sisters like only, hello, lioness of the tribe of Judah. Lioness will take the world for Jesus. They don't know Christian sisters like flowers. Ask how many Christian brothers have ever given a Christian sister a flower. It's Bible verse. Bible verse. The Esther generation. The this one, the that one. Deborah's are rising again. There's this thing of atmosphere of spirituality. I don't know how to explain, not actual spirituality. Because if Christ is defining that spirituality, the relationship would have been better. Because the Bible commands the man to love the wife as what? Christ loved the church. You know, one of those days I called my wife. She's fond of not picking my calls sometimes. Not consciously. She doesn't pick calls sometimes. I'm sure some of you have experienced that too. So I was calling her, she was not picking. I want to say something terrible. My face got red, tears filled my eye. I said, if I'm dying, I was just asking myself, what if they kidnap me now? I can call my wife. I got offended. I wanted to do the, I wish I can enter that phone, but I still know I'm still limited. There's nothing I can do. Love constrains me. I wanted to send a bad message. The Holy Spirit reminded me of who I am. And the Holy Spirit now told me, say, husband, love your wife. I say, yes, I love her. I say, what is love? Love is kind. Love is patient. Love keeps no record of wrong. I say, I hear you. I still cannot do anything because the love of Christ constrains me. You know, one day she was joking with me in the house. I now promised her I would do something. She said, it's not you again. You will not do anything. And truly, I cannot do anything. I got so pained. I wish like the Lord would just give me some grace to do something. But I will still not be able to do anything. After she said that thing, I will still not be able to do anything. After I make the mouth, I will still not be able to do anything. Why? The love of Christ, what? Constrains me. Imagine. Now that's what God told us to do. African men. It's a command. It's a love your wives. There are some men I've counseled and I almost give them rapper. I truly wanted to give them rapper. Because they are women rapper. I'm not doing exercise. Say something. Oh, shut up. They all want to see something. I know women during counseling, you will laugh when you are counseling a man. And she will say, let me talk. When the man will say, let me finish. When she finished, the man will now start talking. She will now say, sir, sorry, let me just say something now. Say, but they allow you to talk your own now. She now says, oh, okay, finish. Then just a few seconds, it makes one, sir, please, I have to say this one. Sir, please, I have to say this one. Shebi, they allowed you to talk. You spoke for like 50 minutes. We gave your audience just like 2 minutes now. They cannot finish this conversation. See, we men, you have to be patient. That's how you command real submission. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Real submission. Love your wives. Many, if you are not ready to love a woman, don't marry. No matter how they promise themselves, they will still talk very well. You see women saying, they say, I will not talk to my husband anyhow. In the name of Jesus, I will not talk to my husband. Oh, I declare, I'm a virtuous woman. Oh, rikakakaka. It's a lie, oh. When they are done confessing. I had a bishop, an Anglican bishop. He was talking about his wife. He said, when he was sick, the wife took care of him. So much. He was not married to her at that time. So much. When everybody gave up that he would die, she took care of him till he made it. He didn't die. Always praying for him, praying, crying like she was married to him. And she was just working in the household, in the bishop's house or something. And he was just a young pastor. And when he got healed, when God healed him, when he opened his eyes, he saw the lady crying on the ground, crying and begging God. She just took it as a burden. And he said, "Ah, this is the one I'll marry." He did not ask God anything. He said his mind again. He does not know where the girl is coming. He doesn't know anything, but this is the girl, him, he will marry. Somebody that prayed for him. Even all his friends are not around when he got healed. I opened his eyes, saw somebody praying for him. Because he had been unconscious. He was hearing her voice. And they married. He said, "But let me tell you something. This is my wife. You see how she's quiet with her mouth so small? When I saw her crying and the way she moves like a dove, I never knew that she would quarrel with me till my prayer room. She has entered my prayer room and was telling me a point." I say, like she followed the bishop to his prayer room and was saying, "This is not how it's supposed to be. Oh yeah, pray and finish. Let's continue." Till he enters the car. Sometimes he's driving out. They are following him to the... "When you come back, we'll continue." Then I was almost scared for the pastor. I said, "The wife is there saying this kind of thing." He said, "But that's not the point. Stop laughing. The truth is that some of the best decisions I've made in my life that saved me came from her." So everyone now kept quiet. He now said, "You see, sometimes all these praying in tongues, yes, they can talk. Oh, just the way their tongues go. That's how their words can go." He said, "But God always has something in them that will save your life." Somebody say amen. Men don't like this part of it. So they don't like it. But it's the truth. What am I trying to say? Some people want to marry. They want everything perfect. Boom! Because you give somebody money to prepare a woman for you. To keep a woman for you. What kind of woman do you want to marry? "I want..." Thank you, prophet, for that question. I want a woman that's carefully and wonderfully created. And secondly, I want good character. But you see the emphasis first. Carefully and wonderfully created. Then what? Good character. They did not call good character before the other word. Are you beginning to try and say, I used to have a friend in secondary school. They say, "Will you marry an ugly..." Nobody is ugly, right? But they ask him, "Will you marry an ugly woman or a fine woman?" Sorry, an ugly woman with good character that will make a good wife, or a fine woman with bad character. Everybody said, "I don't marry an ugly woman with good character." You know what that boy stood up and said to the class? He said, "I'll marry a fine woman with bad character and change her." Say, "Me, I can never stay with an ugly woman. I will die." In secondary school. But I was glad he was sincere. You know, I like that guy. See, today I always used to remember his answer. Say, "Who marry? What did he even have to change? I don't know." All of us don't know the word of God there. But he said, "He will marry a beautiful woman with a bad character." He emphasized the bad character, let's know. And he said, "He will change her." He said, "But to live with an ugly woman, he will die." He cannot. They always have something. Are you all here? So, men, listen. At the end of everything, you will find out it's not about all these things you are pursuing. There is a point that will come in your life. There is your soul that will be communicating and sustaining each other. Soul. You will not see anything. Anything you are seeing today is subject to change. Everything will be flat. Zuga Bahai. The Lord give you a special understanding. Everything will be so casual and so normal. My God. And the only thing that will be conversing at that point is what? Soul. So if you had an ugly soul for, if you have an ugly soul for a wife, you will still be crying at an old age. I remember they interviewed a man at 92. They say, "What advice do you have for the young man?" He did not say money. Listen to old people. He did, out of everything, he did not say money. He said, "Well, my advice to young men is get a peaceful woman, a good woman. Don't go after all these things, they are fake. Go for a good woman that will give you peace. He did his hand like this, peace. I know young men will be passing there and say, I beg, they deceive us. That's an old man of over 90 something speaking. Hallelujah to Jesus. You may not believe it, but it's the truth. Are you listening to me tonight? It's the truth. And when God gives you a wife, value the wife. Value the wife. Beyond spirituality to Christ. I know how does this thing connect. There are some spiritual people that don't know how to love their wife. Inside marriage, they are being hyper spiritual, unnecessarily spiritual. Like I was counseling a young man, not with the wife, just him alone. He said, Pastor, what if I'm on a fast, a dry fast? Am I supposed to have anything to do with my wife? Close your ear if you are not married now. I said, yes. He said, there, Jesus, even you? I said, yes, sir. I said, the Bible says your body belongs to your wife and your wife's body belongs to her. Two of you don't have rights over your bodies. He said, Pastor, you practice that? I said, I don't think you know what you are doing. You are mad. You ask me a question and you are asking me stupid question again. Which answer do you want? I ended the call. But that's what the Bible said, isn't it? Someone says, and when you are done, your wife says, hey, honey, honey, you say, stop that. We got into the realm of the spirit. No mortal should interfere with this glory. You know, sometimes when I'm in meetings, you know, one of the odd parts of the meeting that gets to me, and I believe sometimes that they know what they are doing. You just say, shh. I'll now turn my hand, be looking at everybody. Shh. The truth is that he has been here since. No, but I understand sometimes we need to be silent. But I just wanted to say it. I'm not trying to condemn it. But I have always opened my eye during that moment. And God should forgive me. Everywhere I go, you just say, shh. You just see me open my eye. I don't just know what happens to me. I never close my eye. I think I need to work on myself. That's not a good character. Hallelujah to Jesus. So go beyond spirituality to being like Christ. Love your wife. Some people think, as we're in general, we'll fast our fast. You know, I don't follow this normal culture of fasting. A lot of times I truly feel like people have gone through the year. They've had a lot of tough situations. So when January comes, I want them to calm down first. And gather. So, some of you are looking slim. I tell you the truth. And I feel like if I start fasting, you will collapse. Everything that Satan wanted to achieve through the fasting to now end up being like that. So I always just want you to recalibrate for January. Eat food. Keep on praying. Then February, we move. Hallelujah to Jesus. So this is me saying that by February, we'll start our fast. Are we together? And if you observe, we always do it in what? February. Most times. Are we together? So don't think we are not being spiritual. And I'm not going to be trying to compete with anybody. I'm not competing. It's going to be 10 days or 12 days or something. Okay? If you want to do 40 days, you can go ahead and do it. Are we together? Richard is so excited when I say 10 days or 12 days. Just look at his face. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't be unnecessarily spiritual. You want to talk to a lady, I'm going to end with this. Be like Christ. Love your wife as Christ loved. He loved us while we're still sinners. God can give you a lady, alright, and she's not at her best yet. I get disappointed when I see Christian brothers come to my sister. I thought she was the one. Why is she not the one now? Sir, the way she talks is really annoying. Sir, she told me that I should get out. Come on, get out, that they are getting everybody out. He's the one that made you come to the office. Come on, get out. She said, "You want brother, go back." You don't know how to love women. That is why you just get angry. I'm angry. I'm not doing. Love her. That's what the Bible commands you to do. When she shouts on you, buy her ice cream. They are not getting it. They think I'm trying to teach foolishness. How many people do you think will listen to you? Even you don't know that your character is good. Have you checked your character very well? Love your wife. That's what the Bible said. It starts from girlfriend to wife, isn't it? Love your girlfriend. I heard some people say they are not dating, they just marry. I'm not that spiritual, alright? We date in this church. Date your wife before you wife your wife. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Make it spiritual. We do courtship. Because I don't know why they call it courtship. And some are calling it dating. Whatever it is. Some people are doing courtship now for 5 years. I don't know what kind of courtship is that. Maybe it's court marriage. Love her. And this can never happen except you know your place in Christ. Because you can be spiritual and a womanizer, a chronic womanizer. Praying in tongues. When you just see anything like scared, you just leave your tongues and start turning your head. You can be praying in tongues and be a womanizer. Because you are not conscious. You know, what makes people very stupid? Let's take for instance, you are here. And you are a womanizer. Take for instance, now, if you feel bad, I'm talking to you. Imagine you are here now as I'm talking. You! Now! If you've caught this energy, if you felt it, it's you I'm talking to. And you are a womanizer. Do you know why you are a womanizer? Because you don't listen. Because the word of God is available. It's the fact that you don't listen. You don't pay attention to the word. You are the kind of people that Paul described, ever learning. Everybody's your pastor. I said a video where Pastor Chris was even teaching this. He said, if God sends you to a man, stay there and learn. Don't be putting your ear everywhere. You are ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You are understanding your place in Christ. The next thing, the mystery of Moses flashes on your reels. You start looking at the mystery of Moses. My God. Then you know the painful part. If you know the word of God and you hear somebody hearing the mystery of Moses, it will not pain you. It's when you start hearing them do, Jesus Christ. You know, you now hear something like, when Moses died, God buried him. He collected his body. And somebody will stand up and say, what is the meaning of that? And why are you excited? Like, what is making you do like that? I can never remember a meeting I was. I serve you this, my friend. And they say, there's a darkness dimension of God. And he stood up. Everybody stood up. I truly under heaven looked at him. I don't know how to pretend though. I looked at him. I was shocked. I looked at him and he's because I was sitting down. I kept on focusing. When we finished the meeting, he said, prophet, I know you are disappointed in me. I said, I don't understand. He said, everybody stood up. I had to stand up too. I said, hey God. We have seen things, though. He said, everybody stood up. I have to stand up too. What is the darkness dimension of God? That when God was coming in the Old Testament, there was a thick darkness under his feet. So how is it darkness dimension of God? The Bible says God is a light soul. And in him there is no trace of what? And listen, it doesn't mean we hate anybody saying it. There is no hatred anywhere. I bought it to some young men when they asked me a question. They wanted to set me up. And they were setting themselves up. They say, man of God, because I grew in Kaduna. They say, man of God said that Adam is not the first man that was created. What do you think, prophet? Kai, when I heard that, he touched me. I look at them. I just pity them. They are deceiving themselves. I said, what did your Bible say? I opened 1 Corinthians 15. The first man, Adam, was a living soul. I said, who did Bible call the first man? I said, Adam. I said, I rest my case. Simple and short. I don't hate the person, but Adam is the first man. They say Adam is not the first man, but he's the first man in the image and likeness of God. The first one that was not in the image and likeness of God was in the image and likeness of a goat. It's so funny. What was the man doing on the earth? If God created him in whose image, there is nothing that God does that is not defined. It has something about his essence in it. You look at even a pig, you can see something about God. You look at a goat, you can see something about God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Then you look at one man moving on the earth. You say it's just a man God created, not in his image and likeness. With seven hands. Doesn't mean we hate anybody. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Just be intelligent. That's all. There's this unnecessary honor we try to paint. Very stupid, unnecessary honor. Say you don't talk. When a man of God, when a father of faith make a mistake, you don't correct it. We are not correcting it. It is wrong. Yet such a person is correcting Paul. I was asking you the other day in the house. I said Nigerian pastors are correcting Paul and telling us not to correct somebody who says something is wrong. Inside Paul and that person, who is more of a grandfather? Before they born their father, they have born Paul. And Paul has been preaching. And you say there are some things Paul wrote that are not in the character of God's word. What are you talking about? Say me, I listen to the gospel of Jesus, not the gospel of Paul. If it's a serious place, you should have been removed your pastor's break. You should not be preaching. There are some things that are idolism. And I'm not teaching you that in this kind of place. That is not honor. It is wrong. No authority is greater than the authority of scriptures. Doesn't mean that you have the people personal in your heart. No. What is wrong is what? Wrong. It will sway the people into error. As a man thinketh in his, so is he. And we have to be very careful. I was writing this morning. Moses disobeyed God. Speak to the rock. Because many people think, they say hit the rock, he now hit it. God says you speak to the rock. He now struck it twice. Bok! Bok! And the story says he's supposed to strike it once. You know, somebody said to me, said, but Pastor, God say Moses should strike it once. You said Moses says you should, God says you should speak to the rock. I said, when you hit a goat or a cow, and you hit it like this, when a Fulani man hits a cow in a particular place, the cow understands that language. When God says speak to the rock, he meant hit the rock. And in hitting the rock, you are speaking toward the rock. That's why scripture will be using them interchangeably. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So we're not saying a different thing. Just that he did it twice. Wah, out of anger. Wah. Yet did water come out? Because people would have died of taste. So water came out. Was Moses right? He was still punished. If the ministry of condemnation was glorious, something that was wrong, yet glory came because of God's mercy for the people. He is too merciful to allow his people die because of your mistake. He will leave your mistake aside, address it later, but he wants to save the people yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And many people don't understand this side of God. They are doing wrong things. Things are happening for them. They think God is approving that wrong things they are doing. No! But you see, the dangerous part of it for a minister of the gospel is that when the water comes and the people drink and tell about other people about the miracle of that water from the rock, and people come and see how that water is coming from the rock, blah, 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 what God is doing in your life, they begin to reverence you. And they are referencing you, and it's nice, but they are referencing you in a wrong state of your life. Where you are not aligned with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are doing something wrong, but because of what they saw, they are what? Referencing you. They are honoring you. It's dangerous because you even disobeyed God. So it will now make it look as if what you are doing, the rubbish you are doing, is approved by God. That's why I tell all of you here, man of God, psalmist, and etc., no matter what people are saying about you out there, God is still working on you and in you. Don't allow the praise of men make you stupid. Are you listening to me? Don't say beautiful things yet. Don't allow them to make you stupid. Oh, man of God, when you were singing, I saw four angels. My God, there's a call, a global call. I'm seeing Asia, Asia, Asia. Nobody in the past 4 years has ever prophesied and said, I'm seeing Otugbo, 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 Ikpayongo, Ikpayongo, Ikpayongo. Everybody's Asia, USA, Florida. Even yourself, I know as you are prophesying, when you close your eyes, you see Florida. I see myself to the nations. Johannes. I heard Johannesburg. Is there anything that you have to do in Johannesburg? But you see, Otukpo, Ikpayongu. When we sing, we will cover the earth, we are not adding those ones inside. And God understands, Abi. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't allow the praises of men finish you. Do you know the basic things? I'll end with this. The basic things teaching the gospel, discipling people. That was everything Timothy did. And he was given the crown of righteousness. Do you know that? The most basic things, discipling people, preaching the word of God, going from door to door, making sure everything Paul gave him as an instruction, he did them. That was what Timothy did and fulfilled destiny. You know, somebody wants to fulfill destiny, he will leave a ministry to go and start another ministry. That's how he feels he can fulfill destiny. Like recently, I was telling my wife, somebody left from a particular church. The pastor said he had health issues. And 2 Sundays later, he started Sunday service. And it was astonishing. God has healed him after he left the ministry. I was telling her, I said, are you seeing the atrocities happening in the church? You left on the ground of health issues. But that health did not stop you to start your own ministry. People think that that's how they fulfill destiny. That's foolishness. People don't know that they can be under authority and be fulfilling destiny. They don't know that. Who is stopping you from pulling the crowd? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Who is stopping you from touching nations, healing the sick? Is anybody stopping you here? You are the one stopping yourself. We give you a cell. You are waiting for a branch. You don't know there's a way you do that cell that will make it a branch. Because it's now too obvious. When we heard that the cell is over 300, we say that's Glory Carriers Ministry, Ikpayongo. It has changed. But when you are managing 3, 4, 5, it's shame on you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Shame. Say, how many people were in your cell last week? 3. Plus you? No. Plus me? 3. Minus you? 2. You even hear 1.5. Why is it 1.5? The person left during prayers. And you see some, they'll say, sir, it's the people. Oh, I don't know what is wrong with people. I don't know. It's not the people, it is you. It's your level of growth that is showing in that ministry like that. One of my daughters in the faith met me and said she wants to change location for sale. I say, why? Say, these people here, they are too one kind. Their heart is too tough. Their face is too strong. They get sense too much. Blah, blah, blah. I said, this place is where I like. I wish you told me another thing. I like this kind of reasons. I say, you do it there. You know when you give members like this responsibility, right? And they are raising cell. And one day, somebody leave the cell. Because they were telling me that they were even giving people money. They've given 1 or 2 people money. They've helped them. I was happy. They've entered into the pastoral ministry small, small. The day somebody leaves church and want to talk against their pastor, they'll say, shut up, idiot! They'll be angry. Say, why are you angry? I am a cell leader. I know what it means to pastor. You are a liar. You see, they've been in a cell and they understand the burdens to a fair measure. You know, some people just live their life under the influence of demons. They don't know what they are doing. Any small thing they are vexed. I'm not coming to church again. They shout for me. You don't know that the devil is just making you make things hard. You are becoming a limitation to the kingdom of God. Yet when they say seek first the kingdom, it's you that will open your hand like this. Ba, 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 ba. Rehearsal is by 2 p.m. Oh no. Oh no. Now that time I did sleep. At that time. I did finish work by 1 p.m. Now 2 p.m. I suppose sleep till 4 p.m. Me they make and 4. Pastor Emma said, I don't know the light. I need the light the kind of way they do so. What kind of man be is that? What kind of man be is that? Kai. And if they don't go now, they'll start preaching heaven and you are sinning. You think sin is that he went and slept with a woman. You are sinning. It's wrong. Murmuring. That's why the children of Israel did not enter the promised land. You want God to talk. So you say, oh God, you are the one talking. No, Pastor Emma. Oh, I will not murmur. Move. Let's go. He has instructed you through your leader already. You think God has all the time. He sits in one place in heaven. Then you want him to come and be pastoring all the local churches. You don't know why he had to make pastors. And get reports from us. Finally, he said it is us that he will punish for your mistakes. But I hope he's seeing that some of you are not hearing word. But it's us, he said, he will punish. He said, you will give account for every man. Every man. That's why sometimes you see pastors behave like mumu. Members misbehave. You see the pastor go and say, how should we help you? And you see the member will be feeling like James Bond. Pastor, why are you disturbing me now? I don't go, love. Pastor, rest. Just leave me, man. I'm so busy, Pastor. I'm so busy. I said to Pastor, young man, let me. Pastor, no. Ain't gonna lie, you've tried, but you know, I got no time for the ministry again. I got business. And the pastor will feel so heartbroken. You go back, oh Father, Jude, save him. If you are married, even your wife will think you are stupid. Leave that guy now. What kind of rubbish is that? They'll sin and they'll regret when the glory comes. It's not like that. That's not a pastor. Go and look for another job. Your image has gone. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Your image, that self-worth image, it has gone. No matter what happens, you know who you are. But because you are often stronger, that is why you can go through that and still kneel down and pray for the people. You want to take everything to heart, you just die young as a pastor. Are you listening to me tonight? You pray for them. Cell leaders, fellowship head leaders, I hope you are learning too. Where is this son going to come here? What a young man. Call him here. What? You will hear this message and hear your name. You know what God told Jesus spoke about Mary Magdalene? He said, wherever this gospel is being preached, people will hear your name. Wherever this gospel is being preached, wherever this message is being played, they will hear when they see Sonny come back. And I'm not finished, I'm continuing. So they will hear you very well. Don't cut that part. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Are you getting me tonight? It's just 8. Let me try to round up now. And if I see the look of foolishness, we go long. Very long. The look of dissatisfaction. You know dissatisfaction look? We just started the year. You should be excited. You are hearing these things for free. No wonder pastors go through a lot. People don't even think what we are doing is deserving of millions and hundreds of thousands. That's why they never remember their pastor. As a pastor, if they pastor, they should go and work. They should go and be like doctors and lawyers. Let a doctor come and be in this church. He will die of headache that he cannot. It's a grace. Are we together? Glory to God forevermore. I hope you've learned so much tonight. Yet. So continue next Tuesday. Bow your heads and pray. For the name of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the ways of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the ways of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. For the way of the Lord, for the way of the Lord I choose the way for the way, for the way is the way. I choose the way of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord, for the way is the way of wisdom. Oh, I chose. For the way of the Lord, for the I choose. Sing it out. For the way of the Lord, for the I choose, yes, I choose the way, for the way of the Lord, for the way of the Lord, of wisdom. Oh. For the way of the Lord is the way, for the way of the Lord is the way. Oh, I chose. For the way of the Lord, it's the way of wisdom. Oh, I choose the way.
Can we just pray in the Spirit? Lift your voices and pray in the Spirit. Rapakosia pakatala bayakala bayakosia bakaya. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. La pakashara bagadia katosi bregadia kabaragadia bakatalara bagotosa atoka paparakadia pande kebere kosia bakatalia bregadia kabar rebeke toko toko tobo loko dobo ndikapa sugete belia kaba rekepa kufakatia kanshia pendia kasu rabaka baya kole bregadia kaba bababaya ure pako pakashia kambaga kabaya. Shiana Monsanana Parado by a cardia rose. Onianamo Sadadi Bacarato Sabarade Shabaro Sianabo Cadadia rose Yarabata Lebashon and Abayacon, the Radia Paco Sierrado, Sabacata Diarados Pocabalada Bayacon, the Maniata. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Libra tokosia brekata basha kada balakata kabara kada kabaya bakatosia kaba. Rapaka sanda bakaya. I am revealed in Christ. I go beyond spirituality to finding Christ and getting revealed in Him. My life is defined by the revelation of Jesus that I know. Incense rise, harps resound. Adonai, Adonai,
Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, ancient King of Israel, Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you, rich in power yet full of love, majestic throne of Zion's King, incense rise. Haps resound. Adonai, 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 Adonai. There is no king just like you, rich in power yet full of love, majestic throne of Zion's King, incense rise. Harper is out. When we sing Adonai, Adonai, I, Adonai. Adonai. Rich and poor, yet full of love. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai.
We can bank on your word because your word is yes and amen. We can leverage on your word because your word is the rock of our lives. We can stand on your word and never be ashamed. Rich and powerful of love, majestic throne of Zion's King, incense rise, harps resound. Adonai, 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 your word is yes and amen. Lord, we bank on your word from January to the tail of the year, knowing fully well that we will never be ashamed, believing in you, trusting in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
There is nowhere holy as Thou art. Even there and in the heavens there above, for there is nowhere, nowhere holy as Thou art. There is no one holy. There is no one, no one holy as Thou. Even there and in the heavens terrible, there is no cherries. In the eyes of everyone, you are the only. In the eyes of everyone, Lord, you are the only. In the eyes of everyone, God, you are the holiest. In the eyes of every nation, you are the holiest. In the eyes of all my heart, you are the holiest. In the eyes of everything I have, you are the holy. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full. You are holy. You are. The earth is full of thee. You are holy. You are Lord God, Lord God. The earth is full. The earth is full.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.